Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is back. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, and so much more. Plus, get an extra $35 off when you use code TENDER during checkout at omahasteaks.com today. This sale only happens twice a year, which means it's the perfect time to stock up on the world's best steak experience with America's original butcher. With five generations of family-owned experience, Omaha Steaks are hand-selected from the finest grain-finished beef, naturally aged at least 28 days to maximize tenderness, and hand-carved by master butchers, with every bite backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code TENDER at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with code TENDER. Minimum purchase may apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Is it justice here to go after Alec Baldwin? You know, if we look at all of the pieces in this, there's four critical issues with this. Number one, the introduction to the live round onto the set. We still don't know who introduced that. There's some speculation of where it may have come from, but exactly how it got there, in what way, shape, or form, who did it, that's never been answered as of now. Then you have Hannah Gutierrez, who's already serving 18 months in prison for her actions as the armorer that didn't catch this error, literally loaded the bullets into the gun and didn't catch it. She was loading a live round. You have failure of the assistant director, David Halls, who's also been prosecuted on this and has pled guilty and is serving his issues and her serving his time too. He felt horrible about this. He looked at it, didn't thoroughly check, even admitted on the stand that he didn't thoroughly check all of the rounds. And then we get it to Alec Baldwin. Obviously, he didn't check it. But you already had two people in front of him where that is their job to do that. I'm wondering, you know, has Alec, if we're going to look back at all the movies that he's been in, did he check it on all of those movies? Or is it one of those things where the actor's exempt from it? They don't necessarily handle the weapons that often, other than when you're on set. They're not necessarily, he says he's not a firearms collector, doesn't have personal experience using one in real life other than on camera. Is it his responsibility then to have checked it again? Now, if you're looking at like police firearms training or something, yes, everybody checks it even when it's handed from officer to officer, but this is not that. This is a movie set. So is he at fault for this? That's the big question.
That's a tougher question if this was in the midst of shooting a scene.
Mm-hmm.
What didn't he? I mean, this was not a scene, correct?
They were practicing for a scene, and they were going and doing another rundown of it. We saw the video of the actual scene itself that had been taped before lunch, where nothing happened, and it's shown taking out the scene or taking out the gun and aiming it, and then it obviously he says it just fired. He was pulling the hammer back, which one could also assume. You pull the hammer back on a weapon, there's a chance it could fire, even accidentally. And that's where it went. But he says, I did not pull that trigger.
So how did it hit? I mean, so my points on this one are, I don't like there's a lot of things that are going wrong mm-hmm. with how he's handling this weapon. And okay, sure. if we're going to reach a point, I mean, the Blue Angels, the pilots themselves and the Blue Angels don't actually do the pre-flight. It's their crew that does it. They trust them mm-hmm. to get in the plane because they're a performer.
Yeah.
Get it. And I get it in this case too, but the person that, forgive me, the name of the tragic woman that died in this.
Helena Hutchins.
Right. And what was her role?
She was the cinematographer on this.
Why was she hit?
She was just in the path. It was because the way that he drew the weapon out, and I saw a diagram of it yesterday. She was in the path, the way that the camera was angled, pulls it out. He aims it towards the bad guys, if you will, mm-hmm. on the set. And in that process, as he's pulling back the hammer, it goes off. So it was just kind of wrong place, wrong time. trying to get the real close shot. And in that motion, it went off.
I'm a believer in culpability. If you're part of a tragic accident scene, mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure of the charges that someone should be charged with in that case, but
sure.
It is a tough one. This is a really tough one for me because he should have known better. That's my bottom line. He should have known better. You know, you've done this long enough. I think people got really, really lazy on set, you know, and bad things happen when you do that. When you're working with tools that could kill people.
Yeah.
And, I don't even know what to think on this one because it is so really, really tough because, you know, part of my confirmation bias is I like people being held accountable for killing people.
Sure.
You know, if you're the one behind the trigger, you're culpable. Granted, I think a lot of people are culpable, but it's the degree of culpability mm-hmm. based on all these extenuating circumstances, which I'm not quite sure on because, you know, that's up for the legal beagles to handle. But I believe he was the one handling the weapon and someone died. So mm-hmm. I do believe there's culpability there.
Well, it's almost like you do something over and over that could be potentially dangerous and you do it more than 100 times. Nothing happens because, you know, the mm-hmm. other people who were there to check it and make sure nothing was going to go wrong did their job correctly. I'd imagine, you know, there's a level, you know, not saying it's right, but just kind of a level of you get sloppier, you get a little lazier. If you've relied on that and there's been no confirmation bias in your entire life that this could ever go wrong. Again, not saying that's right, that you still shouldn't be checking something that could potentially kill a human being. But right. I'm thinking there was a level of that on this set. So if you're going to go bungee jumping and this is a little interesting situation. If you are a bungee jumper, you probably would have a little more insight into what to be checking to make sure everything is on the up and up. But it's the first time you go and you have no history of this, you have no idea. You are relying on those other people to do the checks that you're supposed to do. So if this wasn't Alec Baldwin with the name that he has and the celebrity that he has, if this was just, you know, Joe Moreau actor that nobody's ever heard of before, and he's just on set. If it'd been any of the other actors and this happened, would they be on trial? Or is this more because it is Alec Baldwin? He has more experience in this area. And it's Alec Baldwin. Would we be looking at the same sort of charges? I do wonder.
Yeah, I wonder about that one too. I think that definitely plays into it. And just because I think someone should be held culpable as well doesn't mean I necessarily think it deserves jail time.
Sure.
You know, and so because that's because there's so many extenuating circumstances, because this isn't one person with malicious intent. This wasn't one person that was lazy or lackadaisical. This was a team and a mindset of a group think that went south and terribly wrong and someone died because of it.
Yeah.
And so I think that culpability gets diffused the more people are involved, because there was no... I mean, from the outside in, there's no looking like there was a lot of malicious intent here. There's no one trying to do wrong things. We had a tragic accident. So as you are assigning culpability to a larger group, I think it kind of gets spread out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a muddled question. But I mean, I see all the arguments of why maybe not he should be on trial, or maybe, you know, it shouldn't be any jail time. So because you're right. Yeah. So remove him from the equation and think about, you know, average Joe or Jane on the street being involved in this.
Yeah.
It's a curious question, isn't it? We're hard with it when it comes to confirmation.
It is. And there was another question that I actually heard somebody ask the other day. Had this been a scene where he was to kill himself, you know, not in real life, but on the movie, and he had to pull that trigger, put the gun to his head, would he have checked it more thoroughly? I mean, again, it's just a question that's out there in the ether. We don't really know the answer to it. One would think maybe you did or you would. Or would you just be, again, going back with his already established, we're going to assume confirmation bias, that the people who are in charge of this did their job correctly?
You know, it's funny. You know, that's a great thought experiment, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we don't know because it's pure conjecture, but when you have a behavior pattern of lackadaisical laziness because you have a lot of reps in this area and for 34 years you've trusted people to not allow you to do stupid things, mm-hmm. I'd imagine he probably would have shot himself in the head.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.